Yes, you know what that means. It's time to have a chat with Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you today? It's great to hear from you again.
Oh, it's good to hear from you too, Denny. I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day here in the Twin Cities. It's going to be a nice weekend.
I think it will be, and I think we even will get some much-needed rain. At least I don't know how your yard is, but mine can always use a little shower or two here and there. I want to invite our listeners, as usual, like we've done for so many years here on CCO, to call in or text in if you have any kind of a car, truck, van issue. There's a problem, and you need to bring it in for service at your favorite dealer, your favorite shop. Call Dan or text Dan, and he'll give you some idea of what you may be asking about. And I always like to say the more information, the better, to be armed with more rather than less info where your vehicle is concerned. So, as I said, call Dan or text Dan. Same number, 651-989-9226. You know, we tend to get busy. And by the way, I should mention, too, that Dan will be with us till about 7:45 when we invite Jack Farrell in for his wine chat. So don't wait if you have any kind of a car or vehicle issue, a problem. You want to find out what may be the problem. Call or text Dan. Again, 651-989-9226. Well, Dan, I wanted to ask you, we've had some hot days here. I would assume that more folks are coming in with some AC issues.
Well, they certainly are coming in with AC issues, and we're certainly capable and willing to work on that and fix that. And, of course, the most common failure with an AC system, Denny, is that the refrigerant, has gone low due to either a major or minor leak. And if it's a major leak, most air conditioning system nowadays, right from the factory, have had some infrared dye put in them in the oil, and so when they leak, it makes them a little easier for us to find. When we do recharge them, we put a little bit more of that dye back in, so in case there's a problem in the future, we can find them. If it's a very, very minor leak, sometimes it's impossible to find because there's just no sign of it and no residue and no place. If it takes several years for it to leak out, then sometimes it's impossible for us to find. And in that case, we would simply recharge it and clean it all up and get you back on the road and keep you cool for another several years.
Now, the refrigerant that you and your technicians put in, I mean, it's quite different chemically, is it not, than it was many years ago?
Well, it's changing. It changed once many years ago from R12 to 134, and just because the 134 is much more environmentally friendly, and it has recently changed again, which of course required us to buy new equipment and the new refrigerant gas and so forth, and I'm not exactly sure why that is, if that's even more environmentally friendly or what the reason is for changing it again, but at any rate it has changed and it's become more common. It's been around long enough now that we're actually starting to see it. We've done more than a handful of those repairs already this year on that newest refrigerant. And I think it's 1234 or something like that. And so it's around, and we're certainly capable of dealing with that.
I was thinking about oil changes, and with so many of us people at home now are just not driving to and from work as often. Is it possible that some of us are forgetting to get oil changed, even though the vehicle is just sitting, maybe not putting on the mileage, but the weeks and days and months indeed are going by? Do you find that is that true? Do you think that people are I don't want to say neglecting, but you know what I mean?
I think that was true. We went through a period at the end of March, beginning of April, where it got pretty slow around town when everybody was completely locked down. And there just was no traffic. But since then, it's picked back up, and we certainly are doing lots and lots of oil change type maintenance. And I think people have, I think the light has turned on, and they realize it's time to, now that we can get out and about again, it's time to get my car ready for summer. And, I often talk about it, Denny, that seasonally is a great way to look at your car. You know, if you choose to bring it in twice a year, for example, which might be a good idea, then, spring and fall. Shoot for some sort of timing thing like that. You know, spring and fall, oftentimes people are switching snow tires or whatever.
Yeah.
And so those are busy seasons for us, too.
I think that's a good idea. Do it seasonally. It's at least it's a good reminder, rather than writing things down. I'll tell you what, let's do, Dan. Let's take a quick break. Again, keep in mind, if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Dan will be with us for about another 30 minutes or so. 651-989-9226. Call in or text in your question for Dan. 651-989-9226. And a good Saturday morning to you, Denny Long, here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, now before we get to the callers, we have a bunch of callers. If you want to text in your car care question for Dan, that's easy too. Same number, 651-989-9226. For those that don't know Dan, where can we find Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, we are in St. Paul. Denny, we are on Grand Avenue, 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria, Grand Avenue, that's starting to open back up. And there are now some things to do and places to visit. So it's a great thing to do while you're getting your car serviced. You can stroll the avenue. But anyway, you can also find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. We'll get that phone number before Dan leaves us. By the way, Dan will be with us till about 7:45. So if you do have a car care question, don't wait. We want to help out as many people as we can this morning. In fact, we're going to do that very thing right now. Sean, I believe, is calling in from Blaine this morning. Sean, what is your question for Dan?
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for taking my call. We have a 2018 Chevy Colorado, and it only has 10,000 miles on it, and we've had it less than 2 years. And the transmission shudders or doesn't, when it's about 45 to 55 miles an hour, it does this kind of like just a shuddering, I guess. And the wife looked it up online, and I guess it's a common occurrence. We're going to bring it in Monday. I just wouldn't mind kind of knowing ahead of time what you think is going to need to happen. And thank you so much for your time again.
Oh, you're welcome. They're probably going to put in a torque converter in it. That's a pretty common problem on those, and it's a warranty item. It's the good news for you. It's a drivetrain problem, and they're very, very aware of it, and very good at diagnosing it, and they'll do a fine job of taking care of it for you. But they're going to end up putting in a new torque converter, which requires the transmission to come out, so it's not a small job, but they'll take care of it for you.
Well, that's good news. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Sean. Appreciate that. 651-989-9226 is our phone number. Let's go to Litchfield. That is our next destination. Glenn is there, I believe. Glenn, good morning. What can we do for you?
Good morning. Most people are using regular oil, but I'm switched to synthetic, but I can't get a straight answer as far as how many miles in between oil changes.
Well, I'll tell you what I write on oil change stickers when I do them. If you're using a conventional motor oil, I will write 3,000 miles. It should be brought in for service and the oil changed again. And if you're using a synthetic motor oil, I'll write 5,000 miles. It should be brought in and changed. Now, that being said, the manufacturer oftentimes will suggest that you can drive the car longer on an oil change interval, which is probably fine. I'm fine with that. But at the beginning of the show, we talked about, I think that it's important for you to bring your car in twice a year anyway. And so I think that if you stick to that plan, bring it in twice a year for an oil change and maintenance checkup, I think you'll be in good shape, and it'll work just fine. And quite honestly, most vehicles nowadays do require synthetic motor oil. Most of the newer vehicles, you know, conventional oil is kind of falling by the wayside, and synthetic oil is taking over as far as, you know, the popularity and the quantities that we sell. Most of it is synthetic now.
I even, of course, you think I'm a little crazy anyway, but I even have gone, as long as it's the right viscosity, I've even started to put in good synthetic oil in my small engines.
Yeah, well, there's no reason not to. It's yeah, good, better, really. Best, and there's no reason not to use the best, so it's just fine. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you, Glenn. Let's go to Judy, who is calling from Brooklyn Park, I believe, before we head to this break. Judy, what's your question for Dan?
My question is, I have a 2015 Ford F-150 with 38,000 miles on it. I need to either sell it outright or trade it in. I'm wondering how I go about finding the value.
Well, there's websites on the Internet. One is called Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. And that's a good place to start to compare values. Another thing that people will do is to just go shopping for your car. In other words, if you were trying to buy the exact same car, go search the web or check Craigslist or eBay, one of those places. In fact, there's all sorts of used car websites. And, you know, pretend that you were shopping for this exact car. And find it, and that'll help you establish a value, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources out there. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Tell you what, Dan, hang on. We're going to take a bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll have a look at that forecast. We may get some showers later on today. And we still have more show to come, but don't wait. Dan will be with us till about 7:45, and then Jack Farrell's in with his wine chat. So any kind of a car care question, send a text or give us a call. Same number, 651-989-9226. Back with more of Car Care on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Say, Dan, before we get back to the calls and textures, are you still looking for another technician? Because I know it's a great place to work. Are you still, is that help wanted sign still there?
In my book, that we are looking for help.
Yes.
We have an opening for a good qualified technician. So yes, thank you for bringing that up. It's you'll find all the information on our website at lloydsautomotive.net, and stop by or give us a call and get started on the application process. That'd be great.
We'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us today. Tell you what, here's a text that came in earlier, and I want to try to get as many of these answered as we can. It says, Dan, what's the shelf life of a new car battery that's been kept charged and stored in a cool, safe place? Comes from David in Eden Prairie.
Well, batteries in general, you know, in Minnesota, we say batteries in general, probably 5 or 6 years is the life expectancy of them. How much you use them doesn't have a whole lot to do with it, because what's actually happening inside the battery is a chemical process. And so, through that chemical process, whether the battery is being used or not, the battery is deteriorating. So I think, no matter how much you use the battery, I think that if it's, 5 years old, it's time to start thinking about shopping for a new battery.
Yeah, that seems to be the point of no return there, is that 5 year thing. We've seen that ourselves. We've talked about it before. I'll tell you what, let's go to Jim and Isani, who has a question, and then we'll get more text messages. Jim, what is your question?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to just thank Dan for the advice I got last week, I believe it was. It was that Jeep, my 2000 Jeep. It was shaking every time it hit a little pothole, and he advised me to change the shock absorber down there in the steering system, and that's what it was. Runs like a brand new one now. Thank you, Dan.
Well, oh, you're welcome, Jim.
Yep. Now I've got a 2000 Windstar van, Ford Windstar van, and the rack and pinion was leaking. I might have talked to you about this prior. I'm not sure, but so I replaced the rack with a rebuilt rack. unfortunately, I put a used one in there first, and then it had the same symptoms. What it does, it shakes. The steering wheel shakes violently back and forth about 5 or 6 inches each way. And it's just overpowering, you know. And I try to get the air out. Everybody says it's air turn the steering wheel where it's not running back and forth all the way each way. I've done that about 12 times, and I still got that problem. And I put a rebuilt power steering pump in it even. So now, is it the air? Is there anything besides the air that could be causing that? I hooked up a vacuum cleaner to try to get the air out, because that's what they have. They have that tool to do that, and I thought a vacuum cleaner would do the same thing. Okay.
Well, let's see, Jim. Let's see what Dan has to say.
You know, we do have air in a power steering system is a problem, and we do have vacuum systems we've had to apply vacuum to the power steering system overnight in order to get all the bubbles out of it that are causing the problem. And I'm not so sure that's maybe not what's going on. I guess the next thing I'd recommend for you, Jim, is take it in and ask one of the professional shops to apply their vacuum system to your power steering system, because I don't think your vacuum cleaner is probably going to offer a good enough suction for that to happen, but I think maybe if you brought it in and asked somebody to work on getting the air out of the system, that could be a good source for you, and might take care of your problem.
Tell you what, Dan, so we can gather up some answers for these texters, we'll do kind of a lightning round here. What do you say? Should we do that?
Sounds good.
Here's the first one, 2013 Traverse, another transmission question. A texter says the transmission seems to be slipping. What would you recommend for work to be done?
Well, if the transmission is slipping, it's going to need some diagnostics, which involves computer equipment and so forth. First thing that you want to do is have the transmission fluid checked. And I'm not sure on that if there's a dipstick. Probably not, which would mean you'd have to take it into the shop to have the fluid checked. And at the same time, I would have them do the diagnostics on it and see what's going on. But if the transmission's slipping, usually that's a bad sign. Usually that's not good news for you.
Another text says, any reason you might know of why the AC in my Mazda only works while in dual temp mode?
Well, the air conditioning system, that module that controls the air conditioning system is a computer. And it sounds like something has gone funny in that. Once again, if you bring it into the shop, they can hook up their computer equipment to your vehicle and see if there's some codes stored in that module. And if they are, that'll give you some direction as to what it'll take to repair that.
Here's somebody who's thinking ahead. It said, the texter says, I want to store my Mercedes E320 for 2 months this winter. Any special instructions?
Well, we've said this before, Denny. Probably the most important thing is make sure that the battery doesn't go dead. Either put a battery tender on it to keep it charged up and keep it alive so that it doesn't freeze, or take the battery out of it and put it in a cool, well-ventilated area so that the battery doesn't freeze. And then some people have, you know, there's argument as to whether you should change oil before or after you store it. I think before is just fine. And some people will say to overinflate the tires because they're going to be sitting in one spot for a long time. And that's probably not a bad idea either. Yeah. Sometimes when they sit, the battery or the tires go low anyway. So to overinflate them might be a good idea.
All right, we have time for one more. Let's see. I have an 84 Olds, 98. Wow. I need a new hood insulation pad. Any ideas where I can find one? Texter says I've had no luck online. Anybody? What do you think? Where can they find one of those insulation pads?
I don't know. That's a good one. That's, start with Google. And maybe, you know, there's all sorts of clubs when it comes to these older cars. I guess I would, you know, check with the clubs, but I think you're on the right track with the only place you're going to find it is on the web. Back in the old days, Denny, we used to have the hardest time finding, you know, obscure parts. But boy, now since everything is online, it sure makes it easy there. You can find them all over the country and have them on your doorstep tomorrow morning. It's incredible.
Well, I'll tell you what, for those that maybe tuned in late and maybe need to bring in their car for service, I know you guys are open today, are you not, till noon, I think?
We are open today till noon. Yep, we'll be here. Big Nick will be here, and I'm actually going to work this morning. So
you are?
I'll be there.
So folks can come in for your autograph then, I presume?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. And besides that, and again, if you are a good technician, and better if you're a great technician and you want to work for a great company, these guys at Lloyd's are tremendous, and Dan is. And how do we find out where you are for those that maybe want to bring in their vehicle or maybe want to talk to you about that job?
Yeah. Well, search us on the web. We are at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net. You're certainly welcome to come over and take a look around. We're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul between Lexington and Victoria. Or give us a call. We'll be there at 8 this morning and all of next week, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Dan, thank you so much for your help. Let's do this again next week. What do you say?
I'll be there. Thanks, Denny.
All right. Thanks so much. Dan Burns, ASE Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul.